Any patient that you can think of that you've seen, you know, recently where you started on first-line osimertinib you can talk about?
Sure. So I saw a patient in his 60s, still working full-time. He's a non-smoker. He traveled up from another state for a consultation about first-line EGFR therapy, and his local doc had proposed osimertinib. I proposed the same thing. He does have brain mets, and we were trying to avoid brain radiation, which I'm increasingly doing in these patients who live longer. Right? EGFR mutants have a good prognosis. Brain radiation can have long-term toxicities. And so I'm increasingly offering first-line EGFR therapy instead of brain radiation. And so we wanted a drug that would be tolerable. We wanted a drug that would work in the brain and avoid the need for brain radiation. And so we started first-line osimertinib at 80 milligrams a day. He tolerated it great. He had actually very few toxicities, a little bit of dry skin, and was traveling up to see me, and actually now has decided to stick with his local doc because things are going smoothly. And these patients eventually can be seen every couple of months until that time comes when resistance develops and we have to sort of revisit what to do next.